Good day. October 20th came around and it was official business time in Dakar. That's why we went there. Dakar is a big place. There's a lot to see, but you can only see so much in every town. So we do what we need to do and move on. So this time we needed to go and find the embassy for Guinea, which is the country after Guinea-Bissau. But it was the most, it seemed like the best place to get a visa for it. So we did locate an address and made our way there, driving, to find out that was the old address for the embassy. They had since moved, probably about half an hour away, close to the Africa Monument in Dakar. So then we finally we got some direction and figured out how to make that happen. So when we did get to the right place, we had to sign in. One is a lot of times a one-liner in a big book with your name, your passport number and whatever else. And that goes for the borders, that goes to many places where you want to go. They just need to write you down. One line. So then we were allowed to enter, and of course sharing that we were there to get a visa for Guinea. Well, there were about 10 people ahead of us, and we were there before 10 o'clock, so we just had to wait till it was our turn, and mysterious on how the order went, but we did wait. At some point, a person named Daniel came in. He turned out to be from Hungary, but lives in France, and he's basically also being a tour guide in Dakar, bicycle tours, and he does bicycle tours in France as well. And this time he had a group from Hungary to guide. He was going to go and travel some more and wanted to make his way to Ivory Coast. However, he had applied for a visa for Guinea 3 weeks ago electronically, had paid the fee, and all that was acknowledged, but he never got the visa. So now we got lucky again. Most of the time we get lucky with these kind of things. At some point, after a reasonable waiting time, we were called in. Both of us, and had to go to an upstairs office where all of paperwork had to be filled out, which was done by one person. It was all done on the computer. In the meantime, the ambassador happened to stop by through that office and acknowledged us. Then it came down to having to pay some money again. Most of the time, that's what happens. And eventually we ended up with a letter-sized piece of paper that then was the visa. And as well, that was WhatsApped to our numbers by that person. So at least we were happy to have all that and made it out of there. Then the next thing was the carnet de passage. When we entered the country, they gave us 7 days to get to Dakar and then get to a customs office in Dakar and have it processed one more time. The only missing piece was where, because there were multiple customs offices in the city. So we picked one and paid 1,000 CFA to park there, just to find out that that was the wrong office. So we were directed to Independence Square, where there was another customs office, and hope for the best there. It wasn't that far away, so that wasn't a big deal. So we parked there. It was 5,000 CFA, just for an hour, so they said. It was a huge building, and there was no obvious place where anything was, so you have to ask. So we had to go to the fourth floor. And of course, they just had their break, and we have to wait for the break to be over to then be told that that wasn't the right place either. But this time, we ended up with the right address to go to. Well, in the meantime, there were three other people that came in and benefited from the information that we were able to gather. The three people were part of a group of six with three vehicles and xoverlander.com, which is a group that has been on a journey in different phases, and they're now doing their Africa portion. They needed to go through Guinea to get to Ivory Coast, but we're not going to go to Guinea-Bissau or Sierra Leone or Liberia at all. But that's still plenty of driving to do. And with them being six people, that's still pretty intense stuff. So they apparently, later on I found out, they did not get a physical visa for Guinea. They somehow managed to get an electronic visa. Well, different people, different things, different, many, many options. The key is patience and keep going at it. So now we ended up all together at the next customs office. And of course, we got there 2:45 and they had a break till 3:30. So we were standing outside. And when that finally opened, I was able to get in line first and find somebody in the upper floor that was able to address what I needed. So that was pretty awesome to get that done and over with. We had already decided that we would not try to get a visa for Guinea-Bissau there. We would wait till another time, or any other visas for that matter, but rather leave town and go to Mabour, where we had been before. So we headed for Mabour and found a different hotel than the time before, which was a much better place still, and was easier in getting food and dinner and all that good stuff. But right on the beach with palm trees, not a good place to swim in the ocean, since there was also, again, lots of rocks. So it turned out to be a really beautiful day and a good place. It's just bumpy roads to go through town and take your time. We ended up driving around for some dinner and we didn't drive around for dinner. We had dinner right there. So thank you for coming along. We'll catch you next time.